Today on Gardening in a Minute, caring for houseplants while away. Many of us travel during the holidays. We can send our pets to a kennel, but what do we do with our houseplants? If you can't get someone to check on your plants every few days, you can still be worry-free when you leave town. Self-watering wicks available at garden supply stores are a great option. These wicks go into a container of water on one end and into the soil of the plant on the other. The wick automatically draws up as much water as the plant needs. Other options are fully automated watering systems, gorgeous plant watering balls, and watering probes. All distribute water according to the plant's needs and can be used even when you're in town. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gardening for the birds. Birds are beautiful, fascinating creatures whose songs can delight and inspire, and it's easy to attract lots of different kinds of birds to your landscape. Plant trees and dense shrubs that can provide nesting areas and shelter when storms or predators threaten our winged friends. Provide food for birds by planting species with berries, seeds, and fruits, and filling your bird feeders with high-quality seed. Make sure your bird feeders protect the seed from rain, minimize spillage, and are easy to see from the air, and keep them at least 15 feet away from vegetation to thwart cats and creative determined squirrels. If you can, always try to have a clean source of water for birds to drink from and bathe in. For more information about gardening for wildlife and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing the landscape for cold weather. For many Floridians, winter means freezes. Proper planting and care can make the difference between life and death in your landscape. Be ready to move tender potted plants to warmer sheltered areas, like the garage or patio. Check your inventory of plant covers and frost blankets so that you'll be prepared when the time comes. Don't fertilize cold-sensitive plants in the late fall or during the winter. They'll add new growth, which is especially susceptible to cold injury. Proper care throughout the year will give your plants an edge in cold weather. Plants tolerate cold temperatures better and recover from injury faster when they're healthy. If your plants are damaged by the cold, don't be too hasty to prune away the damage. Just wait for spring. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, overwintering water gardens. Even though Florida's winters are relatively warm, you still need to make special provisions for your winter water garden. Many plants begin to go dormant as the weather cools, so stop fertilizing them around this time. Clean out any accumulated mud and fallen leaves, leaving an inch or two on the bottom. Frogs and snails need to burrow in this organic matter to survive the winter. You may want to cover your pond with bird netting for the season to prevent additional debris from getting into it. Your fish will find the warmest parts of the water and spend the winter there. You can feed them less frequently than you did in the summer. With a little effort, you'll ensure your garden will spring back to life with the warm weather. For more information about overwintering water gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, indoor plant lights. Indoor plants don't always get as much light as they'd like, and plant lights can be an easy way to help them out. Incandescent or fluorescent bulbs alone aren't a great source of light for plants. Plants need light in both red and blue wavelengths to grow properly, and there are different options to provide this combination. Using incandescent and fluorescent lights together is one choice, or you can purchase special grow lights that provide the necessary wavelengths. To mimic the sun, light your plants during the day rather than at night. Keep them an appropriate distance from whatever kind of lighting you choose. And remember to keep your lights clean. A layer of dust can really reduce their effectiveness. Why not give your plants a boost with supplemental lighting? For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.